All right. These people are going to act for you the story of Antigone. Antigone will be played by the thin little thing standing over there, the one who's not talking. She's looking straight ahead. She's thinking that very soon she's going to be Antigone, that she's going to rise up suddenly from out of the thin, glum, reclusive young girl whom nobody in the family took seriously and stand alone against the world, alone against Creon, her uncle, who's the king. She's thinking that she's going to die, that she's young, and also that she too would have preferred to live, but it's too late now. Her name's Antigone, and that's who she must be to the very end. And from the moment we began, she's felt herself hurtling away from her sister Ismene, the one who's talking and laughing with that young man.